Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no than when we first began.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Oblong Table of the Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Tonight's topic for this broadcast is part two of spiritual gifts. We tonight will be reading out of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, 2 3. Didn't we discuss that last night? We were going to go 1 through 8.
Who can remember from day to day?
Okay. Chapter 16, verses 17 and 18.
By the way, that should be soggy downtown Lorain, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, soggy after last night. We got quite a bit of storm activity. And anyway, before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the oblong table to the crew and let them introduce themselves to you and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brother Wayne. My special prayer is like 14 years ago yesterday, we were attacked 9/11, and pray for all them people that lost their lives in the fire and the fleet, and pray and don't forget them.
This is Brother Rusty. I would like to put Andrew in everyone's prayers. He's still working with health issues, so we'd like to see those health issues gone. We have a number of brothers in arms, or brothers in Christ, however you'd like to put it, in England that are battling health issues, so please keep them in your prayers. Also, as I normally ask, please keep the first responders and those that protect you, whether it's your rights or whether it's your life and property. Keep them in, and their families in your prayers.
This is Sister Lisa, and my prayer intentions is for everybody in the ministry here and across the world involved in loving the Lord and listening to Him, and to lift up all those families that lost loved ones, to give them peace in their hearts about the ones that died, including all the ones over in Saudi Arabia this past weekend, or yesterday, when that train fell and killed 100 people and injured over 200. They need our prayers too, just like everybody else.
This is Brother AJ. I'd like to ask for prayers for all the children out there that can't take care of them, protect themselves, that the Lord watches over there, them, guides them in the right direction, and protects them from danger. And also, I'd like to, for their prayers for my son. I just found out this week that he is actually going to get married. And I am so proud of him. And I just want the Lord to look down on his marriage and recognize it.
And bless it?
And bless it, as my son feels that it is a very, very sacred institution. Okay, at this time, let's bow our heads. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us pray the words that our Father, our Savior, gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Tonight, I believe, we're going to do as we do so often, is Brother Rosario, or anybody else that would like to read out of the New King James Version, will do so, and then I will follow up out of the Living Bible.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5, And there dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear them? And how is it that we hear, each in our own language, in which we were born?"
Thank you, Brother Rusty. And now I will read Acts 2-1-8 out of the Living Bible. 7 weeks had gone by since Jesus' death and resurrection, and the day of Pentecost had now arrived. As the believers met together that day, suddenly there was a sound like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on their heads, and everyone present was filled with the languages they didn't know, for the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Many godly Jews were in Jerusalem that day for the religious celebrations, having arrived from many nations. And when they heard the roaring in the sky above the house, crowds came running to see what it was all about, and were stunned to hear their own languages being spoken by the disciples. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "For these men are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking all the native languages of the land where we were born." Now, we've used this Living Bible several times, and we'd just like to explain that very seldom do any Americans speak Old English, King's English.
Yeah.
This is not the situation where anybody is taking away or adding to the Bible. This is a situation where we understand this language much better than we do the King James, the full King James Version, Old English language.
More of a translation than a...
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to describe it. Translation into modern day language, which most people speak other than the last translation, you might say, of the Bible.
I personally have a difficult time even reading out loud the King James Version, let alone understanding.
Should I pull out my King James Version?
I think we're fine with what we've got for the rest. But, you know, it's just a situation where being able to use these two Bibles, I've gained a much larger understanding of what God's Word means.
That's the same way with me, that you start reading that Bible. It helps me to understand what I'm reading out of the different thing a lot better. It's a little clearer for me to understand.
Now, are there some things we would like to discuss about this reading?
"And there appeared unto them tongues as of fire."
Well, we're talking about everybody speaking different language, you know.
Right. When the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit, it usually gives a description of a flaming tongue or a flaming heart coming down and resting upon whoever it is that is receiving the Holy Spirit. And most people, or most of the time you hear about...
Personally, I feel that that's an indescribable light that rests upon the person.
Since I was not outside of my body, I can only say that the situation that I talked about before, where I felt a complete peace come over me in a combat situation, and I describe it, I literally say that
they don't want.
I believe that it was the Holy Spirit touching me, telling me that everything is going to be all right, just follow your heart, follow what you've been taught about God's rules, God's love. But so I wasn't outside of my body looking at me, and I wouldn't be able to describe anything descending upon me, but I know that feeling. It's the description of how it looks has got to be as undescribable as the feeling that comes over you when it happens. It doesn't have just one word. It doesn't have a couple of words. It's the whole entire gamut of the good side.
It would be like describing God. How can we possibly, in one word, describe God?
Goodness just doesn't cover it.
No.
Love doesn't cover it. Love is got. Love is one of the biggest words with, as far as description in the dictionary.
And in this reading, you know, they're talking about speaking in tongues. In King James Version, and if you paid attention to the Living Bible Version, it says speaking different languages or languages they did not understand or didn't know.
Well, we've discussed this before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Where last month when we were talking about the different, or no, at the beginning of the month when we talked about the different spiritual gifts, one is speaking of tongues and the other is understanding of tongues. You may not be able to speak the tongue, but you understand what other people are saying to you. That doesn't mean that you can speak in their language.
Yeah.
So
different people can be granted different gifts. It's kind of a check and balance system.
I believe I gave a good description of speaking in tongues yesterday. For all of you that work here, I suggested that if you were to imagine Sister Linda being from, say, Spain, Brother AJ being from Czechoslovakia, and Brother AJ being from...
Me twice?
Yeah.
I switched it, did I?
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize.
Oh, my name is Wayne. My name is not AJ.
Okay. I had Wayne as the Czechoslovakian and Brother AJ as... I believe a German. And here I am speaking English.
Das ist gut.
Das ist gut. I'm the one that's speaking English. And or Holy Spirit gives me the spiritual gift of tongues, where my mind is thinking in English and the language that is coming out of my mouth is completely undescribable.
Ancient Sumerian, which
I like,
a lost language.
Okay, it's a lost language. And everybody hears the meaning of what I'm saying in their own native language. That's the definition of tongues. Now, in the reverse order, you are given the spiritual gift of understanding tongues. It would be exactly the opposite. Each of these three people, the Spaniard, the Czechoslovakian, and the German, would be speaking in their native tongue, and I would hear them in English. I still can't communicate with them, but I can understand them. That's the other version
of tongue.
Well,
the gift of understanding would be us being able to understand what you have said.
Well, that's like the word love. It amazes me how every nationality on the face here understands that word, even though it's pronounced different. They do understand the word love.
You know, I did find out something, though.
What?
In Japanese, in World War II, I don't know about now, but during World War II, there was not a word in the Japanese vocabulary that meant love.
Because everyone was expected to do their duty and to honor.
It was either honor or duty,
yeah.
You know, but
there was no
word.
People didn't
love.
Get married for love. They got married because they were expected to. That's side subject.
Yeah,
but
anyway.
But, yes, people, we are well-read.
Sounds like we all work as a team. Some of us have our shortcomings, and some of us have our gifts.
You weren't supposed to say anything to anybody about that.
Shh. Don't tell.
Yes, we joke a lot, but that's usually because we're sometimes the subject is so serious that we don't want it to sound like we're preaching. We're trying to educate, and educating is not the same as preaching. So,
but in the same hand, we're trying to show people that learning about the Word of God can be fun. It doesn't have to be so much work.
It doesn't have to be done by road either.
Yeah. You know, and it's just so many people, you know, are just, oh, it's too much effort and all this. It can be fun. It depends on what you make of it.
It depends on how it was taught to you. Okay. The next reading is Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. Am I correct? And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink, it will by no means harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Now, about these gifts, the way I'm going to read this out of the Living Bible will explain all of these gifts. One thing we should have mentioned with the last reading is faith. Your faith and your love for God and His Word can produce these gifts. 17. And those who believe shall use my authority to cast out demons, and they shall speak new languages. They will be able to even handle snakes with safety, and even if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them, and they will be able to place their hands on the sick and heal them. Now, we were discussing last night, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. They will be able to even handle snakes with safety. That doesn't mean that you go out and find snakes to play with just to see if they'll bite you.
Not condoned.
No. And but if you have faith, if you are out hiking or something like that, the good Lord can protect you from a deadly snake bite and heal you from dying from that. I mean, if you're out there and you can't get medical attention right away, we do know for a fact that people have survived these bites and people have died. Also, with drinking anything poisonous. And we also had discussed, me and Linda brought up the fact that this can be a spiritual outlook too. The snake or serpent in Genesis with Adam and Eve was actually Satan. The Lord can give us the gift of protection against Satan and his demons and the poison put into our heads and our mouths from this world and the people in it. But we have to have faith. We have to have follow God's word and what Jesus has taught us through the years.
Faith and obedience are the two things you speak in your heart at all times. If you're faithful, you're obedient, you're going to be protected by God quicker.
The armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
let snack. That we can use as the armor of God. We can use as a different subject.
Yeah.
Because there's what, the helmet, the armor, the shield, the sword, the breastplate, and that we can do on a different.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
In a different month. You have anything to say on this one, by the way? You normally have good questions for us.
Well, I just basically saying, you believe in God, you can get rid of all these bad spirits. You know, you believe in God, you know.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. Really?
I'm questioning faith.
Yeah.
Okay. We're down to 3 minutes. You've taken care of that one. We've got 3 minutes to spare. Anything anyone wants to say? Oh, if anyone has a subject that they would like to hear us talk about, as for either a show or for a month,
yeah,
please, if you have any ideas or suggestions, put it in an email and send it to info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. And under the subject line, put either Christian Warrior Network, GWN, Oblong Table Crew.
Or you just want to write us a letter.
OTV? No, if we give them a letter, then we have to give them an address.
And that's snail mail, and it could take a while.
Right. That'll take, yeah, well, it'll be about a month and a half before we get it down. Or put down Blog Talk Radio.
And also, let's not forget to mention the birthday prayer requests, or in general, prayer requests.
Okay.
And be sent to us.
There are recovering from many different ailments as well as accidents. So maybe we could ask that our listeners put them add them to their prayers. A gentleman that I know, that I work with, actually, has an autistic son and went through an incident that required the assistance of the police. And the police weren't exactly as helpful as they could have been. And now the people that the police were called on are causing problems for him and his son. I would ask that you add him to your prayers and pray that this situation ends peacefully and with all due speed.
And anybody out there listening to this show, please send a link to link to anyone that might be interested in listening to this show. Word of mouth is the greatest advertisement.
Okay. Everybody have their closing comments?
Just pray every day and keep your faith in God. God bless everybody.
Spread the word.
Bye.
For our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and over across the pond, ta-ta for now. Everybody have a blessed day.
And Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh. Means I've got to be outdone.
Yeah.